Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Shaq, welcome once again to Six and Seamy Questions, the show which you co-host. As always, I ask you a question at the top of the show. Here's your question. Why don't you like hanging out with me?
I feel like you ask me this a lot. And
that's because I like you and I want to hang out with you, and you never hang out with me.
All right. So I don't like hanging out with anyone. And you're a person, so you fit into that category.
You know, when we were both in Vegas recently, I was like, oh my God, I get to hang out with Shaq. And you iced me. You did not hang out with me, Shaq.
I'll reiterate. I did not hang out with anyone. I ran into Katie Hannigan, and she was like, we should hang out. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we never hung out because I didn't want to.
All right. Okay.
That's not my
Everybody
thing,
check
man.
Us out at Six Unseemly on all social media at unseemlyquestions.com. Welcome to Six Unseemly Questions. I'm your host, Victor Varnado. This is my sidekick, Shaq Stanley.
What's good?
What is good, Shaq?
Everything, man. It's all good.
Yeah, I guess that follows. It is all good. We've got a great contestant on the show today. Everybody put your hands together for Chloe Radcliffe. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to have you.
Nice to be here in my mom's basement.
Nice. Tell your mama say hi.
I will. I'll pass it on. Sorry, I'm trying to get rid of this glowing halo of light from, you know, my ethereal being.
That's okay. We also have a great studio audience, ladies and gentlemen. Please put your hands together for Rachel Green.
Ooh.
And Rebecca Trent. Oh yeah. You don't have to turn your camera on, Rebecca. You could just be there. That's cool. All right. Thanks for being in the studio audience, everybody. Let's get started. I'm going to tell you how the show works, Chloe, and then we're going to get started. I'm going to ask you 6 unseemly questions. At the end of each question, I'll ring a bell if I like your answer like this. However, if I do not like your answer, I will not ring a bell, and I'll tell you why. Regardless of how many bells you get, at the end of the show, we'll decide whether or not it's worth giving you $5 for your appearance on the show. Are you ready?
Amazing. Yes.
All right. Question number one. Question number one. How much cake have you eaten this year?
This year?
This year. How much cake have you eaten this year?
I ate so much cake in August and September. Let's see. I would say probably like one red flyer wagon of cake.
One red flyer wagon of cake
is how I measured my cake.
Wow, that is a lot. That's a lot of cake.
And it all came in 2 months. It was real packed in, you know.
Why?
I was in England, and they eat and Scotland, and they eat so, it's amazing. They have the most incredible desserts. They eat so many sweets, so many like little cakes, so much shit like that.
Oh, so you just like tagged along?
Yeah, I really anxiety binged. You know, mostly I have an unhealthy relationship with food, and I was like, oh, how do I keep my cortisol levels from, you know, getting to my brain? I just stuffed my mouth with cake.
So you ate so much cake. Okay, so I just came up with a joke based on what you just told me. I'm going to tell it to you.
Great.
It is not good, but here it is.
Can't wait.
You were eating cake in England and in Scotland because everybody around you is eating cake in England and Scotland, and you're like, well, when in Rome.
Okay, are you ready? Can I pitch a bad joke?
Bad.
Yeah, please.
I was eating cake in England and Scotland because I heard from across the channel somebody say, let them eat cake.
You know, oh, same level, I would say.
Same level, I would say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Both bad. Very bad jokes. All right.
You know, but I'm going to give you a bell. You know why? Because it was a good time. So
thank you.
It's worth the bell.
Thank you.
All right. It's now time for question number two. But before we do that, can you tell people out there what you do?
I am primarily a stand-up, but now I'm sort of, I've branched into screenwriting and acting. I sold a feature.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I was in, thank you. I got, I wrote on and then starred in a miniseries directed by Steven Soderbergh that came out this summer, the day after the SAG strike started, so we couldn't post about it. So now we have to figure out when to post about it. So now I'm doing acting and writing stuff, and but then still a ton of stand-up and touring the country. And I just did a solo show at the Edinburgh Fringe, which is why I was in the UK for 2 months.
That's awesome. All of it. Steven Soderbergh.
Yeah.
I've always imagined him as freaky deaky.
Yes. You're correct.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
What his first big hit was Sex, Lies, and Videotape, so I'm just saying. That dude's freaky deaky.
He's very restrained. Like the freaky deakiness is it's very contained, but it is certainly he is a weird man.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. I mean, a lot of artists are weird, let's be honest. Yeah. Like a lot of, I mean, look at Shaq. Like, what is going on with this dude?
Yeah, truly. We're all wondering. I was about to say Soderbergh was a genius. I you know, I can't say that about Shaq, but
you think I'm freaky deaky?
Definitely.
Nice.
I mean,
I
can tell you why I think you're freaky deaky, but I don't think you want me to on the show.
Okay, then don't.
I will not.
I want you to.
Is it because I never want to hang out with you? Is that why?
Yeah, anybody who doesn't want to hang out with me must be freaky deaky.
I don't know.
Because you're normie.
It's time for question number two. I'm so sorry. We got sidetracked, Chloe. Let's get to question number two.
Great.
Question number two. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy is your life? You're making a face. For those of you who are just listening to the audio version, Chloe's making quite the face.
Yeah, I mean, this is an unseemly question for sure. There are some.
You can answer any way you want to.
I know.
Even with an absolute lie.
I'm okay. A lie.
You can answer with a lie.
That's my lie. It's an 8. Pretty good.
All right. Okay. It's an 8. That would be pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and like, you know, there's challenges, but we just get through it. You know, we put our heads down and we just really like, we think about our blessings and we're, I don't know who the we is in a sense. Me and all of my multiple personalities. And, you know, we thank God for every day, you know, and that's why I'm at an 8.
All right. I'm going to say no bell on that question. I'll tell you why. It's because
why?
You didn't answer it until I said you can lie. And then you're like, I'm going to lie. And then you, and so it was a lot of stuff going on. But scale 1 to 10, what?
You gave me permission to lie. I did
give you permission to lie, but I didn't say that would get you the bell.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
You know,
but you didn't say the $5 hinges on a lot of bells. The $5.
It doesn't. It does not. Not at all.
Okay.
The bells are just joy along the way, let's say.
Well, maybe my life would be a little happier if I had some joy from some goddamn bells.
Who knows? Maybe. Shaq. Happiness, your life, scale of 1 to 10, go.
7.
7. Rachel, happiness, your life, scale of 1 to 10, go.
Currently, if I don't look at social media, 8.
8.
If I look at social media right now, it's about a 3.
3, gotcha.
Huge, okay. Huge point.
Social media really affects your life.
Currently.
Which is probably something that you should, you know, probably talk to somebody about. Social media like really Rebecca, scale of 1 to 10, your life happiness, go.
6.
All right.
Victor, all right.
Great
scale
information.
Of 1 to 10, happiness level in your life, go.
Honestly, I have to say an 8.5, but it is only because I'm possibly a sociopath. All right, let's move on to the next question. Next question, question number 3. Here it is, Chloe. What is your favorite weird fact?
In general?
Sure.
Sure. The first one that comes to mind is that Pringles are not technically potato chips. They are technically crisps because potatoes are like flaked into presumably a slurry and then like pressed into that shape. But the only reason, I gotta say, I don't give a shit about that fact, but the reason that it is the only weird fact that's in my head is because I dated a comedian for 3 years. He's very, very funny. Only good things to say about him. His name is Jeff. And probably once every 6 days, Jeff would tell me that as if he had earnestly, as if he had never told me before. And now that is just in me forever. And I would have to be like, yeah, you told me this earlier this week. I know that Pringles are crisps, not chips. So anyway, that's that.
Got it. Wow. It's interesting. Wow. It's weird that Jeff Dunham likes chips and crisps that much.
He's obsessed with the, yeah.
Jeff you Ross, heard it here first, everybody. Chloe Rockwood dated Jeff Dunham.
That's the puppet dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I love him.
He loves puppets and Pringles.
Yeah. I dated a awesome. Puppet.
All right. I'm going to say no bell on that question. I'll tell you why. Is wow. Because I asked you for your favorite weird fact and you told me the only weird fact you could think of. So
then isn't that by nature also my favorite?
Maybe, I don't know.
It's also my least favorite, in the same way that I, as an only child, am my parents' favorite child.
Oh, yeah, because they don't really have much of a choice. Yeah, but then, you know, then also the quality of the fact is also an issue as well for me.
You didn't say favorite good weird fact, you just said favorite weird fact.
Well, I mean, it didn't really matter for you because you only had one either way. So what the f*** are you talking about?
Well, so what the f*** are you talking about?
What the f*** are you talking about?
Into a corner here.
Fight. Fight.
Everybody, it's time for a commercial. So let's let that commercial happen right now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for checking out that commercial, everybody. Let's get back to the show. It is now time for question number 4. Chloe, also, if you want to dial back that sass, feel free.
No,
you can sass all you want. It's fine.
Dial it up.
Sorry that I'm a fun podcast guest. Sorry that I incite disagreement on your podcast, which will get comments. What? I'm in Minnesota. Everything Minnesotan about me is like, stop this. It's too confrontational.
Oh, no, this is perfect. This is now time for question number 4, though. Question number 4. Would you help a friend hide a body?
No.
No?
No.
There's like no way, never, no circumstance?
I I mean, I would say like 99% no. I don't, you know.
What would the circumstances be for that 1% where you're like, okay.
I truly can't imagine. And not even because I'm like, I can't be accomplice to a murder or whatever. That's fine. I'll commit a crime. Dead bodies are
so you would just murder, but you wouldn't help anybody clean it up.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I just can't be around the dead body. Dead bodies are my absolute number one biggest fear. And probably I'm afraid of them because I haven't seen enough of them. Honestly, probably I need a little bit of exposure therapy.
Have you been to funerals?
And so helping a friend bury a dead body would actually probably help me get over my fear, and I really should, but you know, I'm not here for that kind of self-improvement right now.
I mean, it's a really cool, interesting side, because I didn't think it was because you didn't like dead bodies. I didn't think that was the reason.
There you go.
Have you been to funerals?
Yeah. And I hate the open casket. Hate it. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Got it. That's a very different answer than that. It was very different. The reasoning was different than I thought it was.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a bell. Here you go.
Thank you. Thank nice. You. Wow. My happiness score just went up a point. To 2.
Wow. Amazing. All right. Now time for question number 5. Question number 5. Also, another question you can answer any way you want.
Great.
Here's question number 5. What makes sex fun?
Creativity.
Really?
I think so. And what's funny is that I... Yeah. And confidence. Actually, it's probably confidence is number 1. Like, when somebody's just confident enough to be like, yeah, I'm going to, like, move you. Like, when a person I'm with is like, oh, just going to move me around. Not in, like, a throw me around, but in, like, a I'm making a decision right now. And I'm not even, like, asking. I'm just making this decision. It's so fun. And then part of that is, like, the confidence to do something creative to, like, make a new choice. And what's funny is that in my Comedy Central taping, which I did like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, whatever, I needed a transition between 2 bits. And I wound up writing some very throwaway line purely as a transition joke about how I don't need sex to be creative. I need it to be consistent. And I like did this whole like one thing, one motion, one place, don't move, don't change. I know it's exciting, whatever. But it's just a throwaway transition. It's not an opinion that I hold. Like, in fact, I hold the exact opposite opinion. And now it is, and they, Comedy Central, pulled it as the title of my Comedy Central featuring set. And so like, the clip that I send around just has an opinion that I believe the exact opposite of. And I'm like, well, whatever. I'll deal with that.
So you're a liar.
I'm a liar. Yeah.
San Minaj.
I'll do anything for the label.
It's okay. Shaq's a liar too. He's not even pooping.
Oh, I'm pooping. 100%.
100%, Jack.
Just 100%. Not in the toilet.
For like 20 minutes so far? Is that what you're saying?
I take my time.
No, you're taking our time.
Whatever.
You know what? I'm going to give you a bell.
Wow. Thank you.
Even though Shaq tried to ruin it by lying about his pooping.
That's how good the answer was. It could overcome Shaq's dishonesty.
Yeah, I agree. You did do it. We're on to our last question, though. This is question number 6.
Wow.
In the show, because it is 6 and seemingly questions, we are at 6. Here it is. Question number 6. Have you ever knowingly eaten someone else's food without permission?
Yeah, all the time.
When was the last time you did that? Tell me about it.
Like, how recently was I in a place where I would have had access to food? Last night. You ready for this? Okay, last night I did a comedy show. So I'm home in Minneapolis for a little while. And my dad had a big surgery. And so I'm helping take care of him and whatever. So I'm home. So I was doing a show in Minneapolis. And the show is in this, like, record store / cafe. And above it, there's an apartment that clearly somebody used to live there full time. Now they, it seems like, kind of use it as like a crash pad / storage place, but it like still feels a little lived in. Like, it's not abandoned, and there's food in the fridge. Very clearly, like, it's not a full fridge, but it is like, presume the people at the cafe probably use that as their fridge, something like that. And I was just like snurfing around, and over the course of the night, I ate gum. I ate multiple pieces of gum out of a like container of gum that wasn't mine. Don't know whose it was. That was just sitting on the kitchen counter. Then I opened the freezer and found a tub of a pint of ice cream sitting in the freezer that was from a great ice cream store in Minneapolis. And I was like, ooh, this is a fun flavor. And so I found a spoon and I ate some of the ice cream, put it back in the freezer. And then at the end of the night, there was a bottle of tart cherry juice concentrate, which is like the consistency of syrup. And I loved the flavor of tart cherry, and there was no added sugar, so it was healthy. And I read the bottle and it was like antioxidants and shit that's good for you. And they were like, just drink. They were like, you can either like dilute it into cherry juice, or you can use it as a flavoring, or you can just drink it straight. And I was like, well, fuck yeah. And I took like a bunch of big swigs right out of the bottle. No idea whose it is. No idea who had. And there were multiple bottles of this cherry juice in the fridge. So clearly that wasn't like a thing that had been abandoned long ago. That was like a thing that somebody still drinks. Anyway, right. Yeah, that last night, all the constantly.
All right. I'm giving you a bell before because you taught me a lesson to never leave you alone in my house.
Ever. No. Do not.
Amazing. Okay. You've answered all six questions, which has been great. So now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5. But before we do that, can you tell people out there where to find you?
My name is Chloe Radcliffe, and I am at Chloe Badcliffe on all social platforms, like my last name, but bad.
Awesome. Well, check out Chloe Badcliffe online. All right. So you did tell me where to find you. So now it's time to decide whether or not you get $5 for appearing on the show. As always, we canvass the room. Let's start with you, Shaq. What do you think? Should Chloe get $5 for appearance on the show?
I was going to say yes, up until the point where she admitted to eating other people's food. And that infuriates me. I think I hate you. I'm just kidding. I don't hate you, but I hate that you do that. So no, you get nothing.
Whoa. But I got so much free food last night.
Well, there you go. But
it wasn't yours.
Shaq is very against it. What do you think, Rachel? Should Chloe get $5 for her appearance on the show?
Definitely. Yes. I respect her, her chutzpah. So, you know, I don't agree with you stealing the food, but I respect your balls. So you get $5.
All right. Okay. Rachel seems to be in your corner. Rebecca, what do you think? Should Chloe get $5 for her appearance on the show?
I think that Chloe has earned the $5 because you put her through clearly some sort of traumatic emotional response when you asked her on a scale of 1 to 10 how happy she is. And I think given that you put her through so much trauma, and she's clearly going to have PTSD as a result, she needs the $5 for therapy. Thank you.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to get $5 of therapy worth happier.
We shall see. We shall see, because we do have a couple more people to ask. Our producer, Rachel. Rachel, what do you think? Should Chloe get $5 for her appearance on the show?
Yeah. I mean, when she said that one of her biggest fears is seeing dead bodies, I really related to that. Okay. I've never seen a dead body mm-hmm. myself. I've only been to Jewish funerals, and it's a really big fear of mine is dead bodies.
I'm half Jewish. I wonder if a lot of Jews actually have a fear of dead bodies. I wonder if that's like, man, never thought of it. Anyway.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I don't know. Open caskets. It's just not a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've never been to an open casket funeral. And so because we share that fear, I think she should get the $5.
Got it. Thank you, Rachel, for your contribution to the show.
You're very welcome.
All right. So after we've asked everybody else, there's only one more person left to ask, ladies and gentlemen. That is you, Chloe. What do you think? Should you get $5 for your appearance on the show?
I think that I do think I should get $5. And here's the reason. Not mm-hmm. because of my honesty about the food, not because of my creativity about the fear of dead bodies, not because of my incredible let them eat cake joke. I actually think that I should get $5 as restitution for you claiming incorrectly that my weird fact was not favorite enough or quality enough, when in fact it was just the only fact I had.
Well, you are definitely not getting $5. Let's be clear about that. But you're a great guest on the show. Thank you so much for being here. You're
thank
wonderful.
Thank you, Victor. Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here. Give me the final.
We just have to wrap up the show with this. Shaq, what did you learn from this week's show?
I learned that Pringles aren't chips because of the way they're made. And I never knew that.
Yeah, they're crisp, dude. Yeah. Come on, get with it.
I know. I'm sorry.
Me too. Everybody, check us out at Six Unseemly and all social media at unseemlyquestions.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.